From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, 5 years after Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was exposed, could it happen again?
But first, Iraq is facing a major spike in violence this year, and its prime minister has come to Washington to ask for help. More specifically, Nouri al-Maliki is asking the U.S. for military equipment to battle a resurgent al-Qaeda. Al-Maliki spoke through an interpreter this afternoon in D.C. at the United States Institute of Peace.
We will defeat the terrorists by our local efforts and our partnership with the United States. And we came to Washington to consolidate the partnership and the cooperation in which we moved forward for a long time.
But the U.S. has a message it wants to deliver as well, that Apache helicopters and planes won't be enough, that Prime Minister al-Maliki also has to reach out to disenfranchised Sunnis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now. And Michelle, tell us more about what Maliki said today.
Well, his message here basically comes down to this. 2 years after U.S. troops left, he needs help, not boots on the ground, but really more intelligence sharing, training, and some specific military hardware that he says he needs to go after an al-Qaeda affiliate that's been behind a lot of attacks in Iraq this year. In his speech to the U.S. Institute of Peace, he called al-Qaeda a dirty wind trying to spread terror across the region. And though he says Iraqis are ready to shed blood in this fight against this threat, he says Iraq needs a lot of help from the U.S.
Well, some leading U.S. senators wrote to President Obama urging him to put conditions on any aid to pressure Maliki, and these would be requirements that he would govern more inclusively. Just briefly remind us, Sunnis are the minority sect in Iraq, but they were in power under Saddam Hussein. Now they're out of power and are joining forces with al-Qaeda?
Well, it's a very complicated mix. You know, it's a mosaic in Iraq, just like it is in Syria, and these ethnic tensions are coming to the forefront again, sectarian tensions. Arizona Republican John McCain says Maliki wasn't very happy with that letter that senators wrote about him, and but he talked about it with Maliki yesterday. In their letter, he and others write that that Maliki has really mismanaged Iraqi politics because his, what they call his sectarian and authoritarian agenda, are really fueling al-Qaeda because they say he's alienating Sunnis and driving them to become more extreme. But obviously, it is a very complicated picture.
Very complicated. Well, and we've been hearing about some of this violence spilling over from Syria, as you said, where al-Qaeda forces have, some would say, co-opted the civil war there. How big a threat is this al-Qaeda resurgence?
Well, the al-Qaeda affiliate and other militias have carried out a lot of deadly bombings this year. They've been hitting markets, mosques, police stations, and government buildings. And Maliki also talked about how they've really hit everybody, Sunni, Kurd, Shia, so that this really isn't necessarily a sectarian campaign. Some experts are putting the death toll from these attacks in the thousands. They warn that the violence is reaching levels similar to the worst period of the U.S. occupation. You know, the al-Qaeda affiliate in Iraq is now well established in Syria. It's getting heavy weapons from Syria. One U.S. official told us in a conference call that the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, as it's now called, is a major and increasing threat, not just to Iraq's stability, but also to regional countries and a threat to the U.S., though some others say they wouldn't overstate that threat.
Well, given all of this, what sort of balance does the Obama administration have to strike?
The U.S. is clearly worried about extremists, both in Iraq but also in Syria. But they are wary of Maliki. You know, when we were in Iraq with Secretary Kerry earlier this year, one of the big issues was Maliki's relationship with Iran and Iran's use of Iraqi airspace to send weapons and equipment to Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria. Maliki says he doesn't have the Air Force to really deal with this issue. That's one reason why he's here in Washington. U.S. officials say that he could do more even without that, but they also do think that these overflights have been reduced in recent months. Maliki is also here trying to reassure Americans that his government's relationship with Iran is not coming at the expense of relations with other Arab states. He says he wants to quell fears about this. He says Iraq is trying to improve relations with all the countries in the region. And he also says that Iraq is not supporting Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria, as Iran is. But again, these are issues that the U.S. and Iraq really have to work through. There's a deep mistrust on a lot of this front.
Yeah. NPR's Michelle Kellerman on Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's visit to Washington today and tomorrow. Michelle, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.